Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is walked intentionally. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Oliva scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Mincher scores. Batty goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hicks moves to second. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for John Buzzard. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tovar hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Merritt hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zimmerman for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Zoilo Vare Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Alse is 0-for-3 in the game. Vare Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron juggles the ball. That's an error on Skowron. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hicks. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Mincher scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Alse scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Berry scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-3 in the game. Merritt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Pete Ward pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.